thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
There's a fine line between being naive and hopeful. One gets you labeled a Pollyanna, the other makes you the polyphonic spree. Formed 6 years ago by former Tripping Daisy frontman Tim DeLauder in the wake of bandmate Wes Berggren's drug overdose, the Dallas Ensemble has redefined how many musicians can squeeze on stage and still be considered a rock band. For its just-released third album titled The Fragile Army, the spree has grown up, but downsized to 24 members, including 7 female vocalists, a brass section, and even a harpist. Their trademark choir robes have been replaced by black military-style uniforms, an indicator of a more forceful sound and a more grounded vision that wields hope not as a mindset, but as a weapon against the fear, complacency, and divisiveness that have haunted America since 9/11. With their progressive rock grandeur and symphonic flourishes, the Polyphonic Spree is often compared with the Flaming Lips, Sufjan Stevens, and Mercury Rev, alternative rock darlings who have made it hip to be ethereal. But on The Fragile Army, the band comes across more like a choral incarnation of U2, Big Country, and other idealistic early 80s bands that embrace the communal power of music in hopes of changing the world. Balancing compassion with conviction on such rousing tracks as Running Away, Get Up and Go, and The Championship, the Spree emerges as a triumphant symbol for unity in vision and strength in numbers. Like any preacher with a message, DeLauder knows that striving to inspire the masses in the back pews often means overreaching to the choir. With help from producer John Congleton, he's learned to harness the euphoric clout of multiple voices and use it judiciously, relying more on the traditional rock rhythms of piano, bass, and drums to propel even the most ornate anthems. It's a dazzling, dizzying concept that DeLauder pulls off most of the time. The Fragile Army falls apart only when he gives in to his inner Sergeant Pepper. In those overly ambitious moments, he reaches for more words than the emotion needs, like when he opens Running Away by declaring, "I'm projecting and reflecting desire for you to come into my life," instead of simply saying, "I want you." His eloquent spins on pop and politics, so engaging in person and in interviews, get buried underneath the heavy-handed arrangements of Overblow Your Nest and the title track, which fails to pay off on its glorious buildup. The drinking, the talking, the losing, how shocking. In an industry that lends more credence to cynicism and anger, just look at all the hoopla surrounding Kelly Clarkson's recent Alanis-like turn from adored idol to scorned girlfriend. The Polyphonic Spree continues to prove that it is much more than a well-intentioned novelty act. And in its finest moments, the Fragile Army succeeds in yet another uphill battle, elevating pleas for peace, love, and understanding into calls to action.